Here's how it is. Earth got used up, so we terraformed a whole new galaxy of Mars. Some rich and flush with the new technologies, some not so much. Central planets then has formed the alliance, waged war to bring everyone under their rule. A few idiots tried to fight us, among them, myself. I'm Malcolm Reynolds, Captain of Serenity. Got a good crew, fighters, pilots, mechanics. We even picked up a preacher, a bona fide companion. There's a doctor, too. His genius sister out of some alliance camps that are keeping a low profile. You got a job, we can do it. Don't much care what it is.
Hi, welcome to the Fire Radio, episode 5. I'm Berserk,
and this is Shada.
So how are you doing, Shada?
I'm doing pretty good. I actually just got done moving, so... I'm
in Florida, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Move back down here.
Are you going to go egg stink dog's house?
What is that?
Are you going to go egg stink dog's house?
Yeah, I'm going to drive 4 hours just to do that.
You know you thought about it.
Not out loud, I didn't.
Not out loud. Yeah, thinking out loud gets me in trouble.
Yeah.
Especially when I'm in the ghetto. We'll not touch that subject because I just thought out loud.
All right, I'm almost done unpacking, and so it's awesome. It's good.
Right on. We got a lot of stuff in the show, so let's just keep moving on and shit.
Alrighty.
Let's get to the mailbag. I'm going to start out with something that kind of has to do with mail, because it involved an email. But it's not really a mail thing. A lot of you listen to Infonomicon. I figure anybody that listens to our show probably listens to Infonomicon. If you don't, you're a fucking jackass. Infonomicon, like, owns the world. Well, if you listen to Infonomicon, you know about the keychains that got sent out. Now, Shada, what did you get for a keychain?
Well, first of all, I actually got a keychain.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but mine were... There it is. If you can hear it. It's kind of like a two-section thing. You can, like, pull it apart so that you could take keys from one end and...
Yeah, the little clip thing on it and all that.
Clip. And then on the other end, it's got this little plastic thing, and apparently Droop's printed this off on his printer because the quality is good, I guess. And it's blue, and it says Infonomicon, or Infonomicon, whatever.
News. But it only says it on one side, though.
It does. On the other side, it is white. And mine is all taped up, so I don't know if he messed up on mine or if they're all taped up.
No, mine was all taped up, too.
Well, why don't you tell us what yours was?
All right, well, if you listened, you heard that I got an extra special keychain. And it wasn't going to be very useful as a keychain. So, I was imagining something really big and awful. It wasn't that big. It's only about, I don't know, 3 inches by 2 inches. But he sent me a picture frame, like a little, it's like a little fake Victorian-looking antique picture frame, like a wallet size, with a really, really badly printed on his printer picture of Droops smiling and giving me two thumbs up with an Infonomicon.org t-shirt on. And on it, he attached a key ring and a little clip, like those climbing clips that say not for climbing. And that's my keychain.
That's awesome.
It's absolutely worthless as a keychain. It won't even fit in my pocket, really. Unless I don't carry my cigarettes, and that's just not happening, buddy. But I got an email here. I emailed him because I should have emailed him about it for the show, for his show, and I didn't. So I pretty much just told him that I'm going to talk about it on the show tonight and whatever and whatnot and all that. I told him I have it sitting on my desk, and I feel kind of gay because I got, like, Droop smiling and giving me thumbs up on my desk all day. But he sent me back an email where it says, "On your desk, you idiot, it's a keychain." Key in capital letters. "Actually, thanks for loving me. I'm going to say blank here, which is his wife's name, wanted to send you a pic of her in her Infonomicon thong, but we decided against it. Well, now I'm going to have to listen to your show," so we forced him to listen to the show. It will be on my iPod as soon as I can download it. Man, does he love his iPod.
Yeah,
his name is iPod.
He talks about it quite often.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm like, man, like, why didn't I get a picture of your wife in her thong. Instead of a fucked up picture of you smiling at me. Just like, I would be proud to have that on my desk. Since it doesn't work as a keychain. Now, I do use the key ring and the actual little clip thing on my keychain. So I got some use out of it. But yeah, that was just totally fucked up.
Alright, well, while we are kissing the ass of all of the Infonomicon people, I actually have an email from Obfuscated.
Right on.
Alright, he writes, "Hey, what's up? Have you guys thought about doing a podcast? I keep forgetting to download your show. But with podcasts, all I would have to do is hit a button on my iPodder, and the show downloads automatically with all the other shows. I'm catching up with all the Underfires right now. Good job. Good luck. Obfuscated." Now, about podcasts.
Yeah,
I don't even know what that is yet, really.
I hear about it.
I keep hearing about it, but I haven't looked into it. Maybe I'll start looking into it. But
I started to look into it and lost interest immediately when I realized, oh shit, I don't have an iPod.
Yeah, see, poor people like us can't afford iPods. However, Droops, on the other hand, with his hot wife, can.
Yeah. You know, you send enough of them pictures out with her and her thong, and you charge, you know, like $1 a pop, you can buy us an iPod.
Yeah. It'll just be the official Under Fire iPod.
Yeah. We can put a sticker on it that says Under Fire.
Yeah.
And we'll share it somehow. One of us will get weekends. And I got a lawyer now, so we can figure it all out.
I actually got to mess with an iPod for the first time, like, yesterday. It was kind of cool, but it was like one of the mini ones, so I didn't get the full effect. And I had this little flower sticker in the corner, which was quite disturbing.
I'm guessing it was a girl.
Oddly enough, yes.
Oddly enough. That's just oddly enough, no. You tricked me.
I tricked you. Ha ha.
All right, well, I think that covers it for Infonomicon. But, oh, yeah, I will. I have been looking into the podcast thing, and I always forget, because I usually find something better to do. But I tell you what, if anybody besides Obfuscated, and I'm already going to assume Droops, wants us to have a podcast, email us and let us know at email@underfireradio.tk. Cause
what was that again? What was the email?
I believe it was email@underfireradio.tk.
Oh, that's
underfireradio.tk.
Write that down.
Yeah. Email app. All right, well, I'm going to move on to email. We got one from SubZenith. I assume it's Zenith, Zenith, whatever. he says, "I just finished listening to all the episodes of Under Fire. It's nice to see another radio show starting up. Excuse me. And you guys are doing a great job. About the bus thing," which what he's talking about is the wireless on the buses where I live. "Do you have any idea what the range might be? I can imagine the bus driver getting freaked out because he has a bunch of people behind him pointing antennas at the bus. Also, the bus costs the same up here," because I was bitching about the price of the bus, "but the city I'm in is about half the size. I greatly enjoy the UE and freaking parts of your show. I've been doing some UE and freaking for a while now, but it's too cold in North Dakota right now." Yeah, I believe you. Anyway, keep up the great work. So, yeah.
Praise mail. You know, he complains about it being too cold. Down here, I can complain about it being too hot. It feels like summer. Seriously, today and yesterday were completely shorts weather.
You know, I had to walk through 2 feet of snow to get to my street a few minutes ago.
Yeah, well, a few minutes ago, I would have had to walk outside through, like, 2 feet of, like, those, you know, the wavy heat lines.
Yeah, heat waves?
Heat waves, yeah.
Yeah, you just said them backwards. I do got to say something, though. For some reason, for a while there, I thought SubZenith was, like, just Sub-Zero's, like, alter ego or something. But unless his alter ego lives in a different state, it's not. So, my bad, because I think I've referred to him as Sub-Zero before on, like, the DenRev boards. Well, I think they were posting about, like, almost the same exact thing one day, and I just figured he decided to grab, like, two nicknames or something. I don't know. It seemed close enough, you know?
Yeah.
But, all right. We asked everybody to send in a thing that says, "I listen," if you listen. And we got a good amount of those. We're not going to read them all. But I do want to read one of them. It's from Mr. I Can't Pronounce Your Name. And he says, hey guys, I was just wondering if you had any Gmail invites for me, which we sent them to him. I've had to deal with Hotmail for 2 years now, and I'm ready for a break. Understandable. Luckily, I've never dealt with Hotmail in my life, so.
Me neither.
But we sent him along the Gmail invite, of course. And then he goes on, by the way, me and all of my coworkers have your show on iPod. I work as a technician for, I'm going to mark that out, that's it, for a large computer company. Like, they make computers and stuff. If you thought Dell was stupid, you haven't met the people at said beep, Mr. I can't pronounce your name. And seriously, I can't pronounce your name, so go ahead and tell me. You know who you are. Tell me how to pronounce your name.
Hold on, Mr. It is Mr. As We Think We Is, or something.
Something like that. As With The...
yeah, all right.
Mr. Need Spaces in His Name.
All right, well, I've got one here from Telco Bob. And he writes, hey, I was listening to episode 4, and y'all were talking about the Wi-Fi on the buses, and Shada, I think, said something about authentication, and they could do, like, Starbucks, and make you subscribe and authenticate on a web page or some shit like that. Also, I'd like to say Abstruse's Dell thing was awesome. Telco Bob.
Hold on.
Yes.
Yeah, I thought I got to listen to the Dell thing, like, yesterday.
And it was good, was it not?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. I didn't much care for the hearing the Dell commercials pretty much, but we're all used to dealing with that. But yeah, it was good. I mean, you got a battery out of it. You can't beat that. Nothing's better than I guess there's other things better than a free battery. Like a free iPod or something.
Yeah. Abstruse actually did write a very long email back about like social engineering ideas and such. So, I think I'm going to edit this down and read some of it.
Oh, I always forget that it shows up as his real name.
Yeah, I know. but, actually, no, that's not his real name. Just saying.
It's not? Ooh, he's Elite.
Yes, he is. And
I think his real name is Abstruse.
I'm pretty sure it is, yes. but I'm going to read parts of this. He gave out, he had like 5 ideas for, social engineering calls, one of which we did, and that'll be on the show later. So, let's hear. Hey guys, I just wanted to write you about the new episode and a list of ideas for more SE calls. The show sounds great again. Sorry for talking so fast when explaining the Dell stuff, though. I hope everyone could understand my shitty Texas accent. If anyone has any questions about Dell's policies or anything about their tech support I can help with, they can contact me at abstruse@gt.rr.com. or shortattentionspan@gmail.com. Or they can get my IM from my profile on the Binrev forums, just because I don't think you guys want to spell out Jayu Masauka on the show. No, I do not. You are right. Anyway, there, and a message to listeners. If you don't tip, fuck you. These people work their asses off for shit money to make you happy, many of which aren't even paid minimum wage, which is true, because if you didn't know that, servers get paid less than minimum wage.
Like $3 an hour.
I know back at Pizza Hut it was like $2.88 an hour, which is insane.
Yeah.
There
must have been a belt or something. Huh?
Yeah, it's just crazy. But anyway.
$3.14 here.
I don't know what it is here, but I'm not a server, so. But anyway, then he says, if you want a logical reason why to tip, they put the question mark. That's not a question, by the way. But anyway, these are people who are preparing and serving your food with some exclamation points and capitalization. Do you really want to piss them off? Sure, I can understand stiffing them if they're rude or ignoring you for legitimate reasons, but forgetting Parmesan cheese is not a good reason to stiff the poor guy. Now, here are some of his ideas. I'm going to skip these, all except for one, which is the one that we're doing. Just so that you can know what we're doing. But anyway, he says, this is the second idea. Social engineer, SE, the extension of the PA system at an XMart store. Call them up, transfer you to some random apartment, blah, 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 blah. He says this may work at Best Lie, Circuit Shitty, Target and stores like that too, if you want to give it a try. So I did do that a little earlier today, and
it worked like a charm, didn't it?
It did, but I still need an actual idea of something good to say over the PA system. So if you want to send in some ideas for that, at what's the email?
I believe that would be email at underfireradio.tk.
That would be it. But if you would like to send in some ideas for that, and I will choose the best one and record that. So, y'all.
Now, I got something to say, man. We said if people sent in ideas for us to do social engineering, we would probably do them. And we delivered the very first time.
Took a little while to get them, but we did get some.
Well, you know, with a loyal listener like Abstruse, I mean,
yes,
we can expect stuff like that. You know, I really just want—I want to get the listeners involved with the show, because I mean, I don't know, I feel closer to a show when I'm involved with it. Like yeah, honestly, like I listen to Infonomicon all the time. Like I always say, but I hear my name on every episode. So, and then I never expect it. They never tell me they're going to do that. It's just I come up in conversation, I guess. Like they come up in our conversations, so
yeah,
it works out.
Yeah, see, it, in my opinion, shows get to be a lot better when people actually give their input and basically make it their own show, you know? Because, I mean, we want to put out a good show with good content, right? So
yeah. In
order to know what that good content is, what people want to hear instead of, you know, just what interests us, we need some input. What do you guys want to hear, you know? Give us ideas of things you want to hear. And if it's something that we can talk about for some reason or another, we will. That's all I have to say about that.
Okay, yeah, he sent in another email with some other ideas, but I think I'm going to put those on the back burner for, like, another show. Yes, Abstruse sent two emails that are both, like, a good-sized full of ideas.
Yeah, I didn't even read the second one yet.
It's just ideas. That's all. It's like links and ideas.
Oh, wait,
like,
yes, I did.
It's like content for our show. It's like, hey, you know, if you guys want to use some of this content, it might be cool to put on the show.
Yeah.
That still makes our job easier.
Yes, actually. I do remember reading this. So.
You know, sometimes, if you haven't been able to tell, it's a bitch to find something to put on the show. Like, I don't know how much time I actually spend, like, thinking about and trying to get stuff set up for the show. Like, actually, like, preparing for the show, I think we spent about 5 minutes.
So anyway, back to recording.
Yeah, we got cut off for a minute there. I'm gonna tell him why, dude.
One of my friends just called up, and he was like, "Hey, man, I have to, you know, your Dr. Seuss books. Well, I have a large collection of Dr. Seuss books for those that don't know. He's like, man, I need to borrow one of those for a poetry class I'm taking, but my cell phone battery is about to die. So can you call me back at this a number real quick?" So he gave me a number. I was like, sure, man, no problem. So I called him back, and lo and behold, guess what number he sent me to? The rejection hotline. I got owned.
You got hosed.
I've never been rejected so bad, and never by a guy.
Yeah. Do you know who it was?
I do.
Okay. Yeah, I thought it was just some various guy called you up.
No, it was one of
my
friends.
Dude.
It was one of my friends, so. Yeah. The things you deal with.
That's
but anyway,
great.
So.
I think we were finishing up the emails there.
Yeah, I think so. We had some wacky news from the web next.
All right. I'm going to read this article. I ran across this on the interweb today. The headline is Post Office to Issue XXX Stamps to Honor Porn Stars by Mark Tompkins. I can't read. According to the U.S. Post Office insider Rodney Cockburn, the U.S. Postal Service will soon issue a series of stamps honoring legends of porn. It's a matter of economic survival, says Cockburn, 48. Ever since people started using email and sending packages through UPS and FedEx, our profits have been going steadily down the tubes. If the post office is going to stay in business, we need to generate some big money pronto. But unfortunately, stamps with scientists and jazz musicians just ain't cutting it. The series called Pioneers of Porn will commemorate 24 adult film actors and actresses from decades past, including John Holmes, Linda Lovelace, or Lovelace, I think it's Lovelace, Marilyn Chambers, and Ron the Hedgehog Jeremy. Each porn star will be depicted in a graphic pose from one of his or her movies. As a part of this marketing campaign, Cockburn, who confesses to having seen only around 300 or 400 adult movies in his life, says he may hire contemporary porn stars to sign autographs at numerous post offices nationwide. Live sex shows are another promotional tool we're exploring, he states. Now, this was presented to me as a true article. After looking at it some more, I go to a lot of news sites and news feeds, and I don't usually read the top part, like what website it actually is. I just read the news part, because I don't give a fuck about what's on the top. And then I looked up, and lo and behold, it's Weekly World News. So it's shit. But they actually got pictures of the stamps that would be here, like a Ron Jeremy stamp, and like, I don't know, those other girls are hot, and they have stamps. But I just thought it was a pretty funny article, so, yeah.
We should forge some stamps like that and sell them.
We should sign up. We should start a petition to actually do it.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. So what do you got?
I have something called cutting edge action on prostate cancer. I don't know where I got this from. So, yeah. But anyway, doctors at the Ballarat Austin Radiation Oncology Center in Australia have begun inserting 3 rice-sized grains of 24-karat gold against patients' prostates. The pellets, they cost about $300 each, graft permanently onto the gland and help doctors aim the radiation with more precision. And in December in Vancouver, British Columbia, local TV stations said they were reluctant to air a public service announcement provided by the Prostate Center at Vancouver General Hospital because it featured a prostate-examining doctor reaching inside his patient and pulling out a ticking time bomb to dramatize the urgency for men to be examined. Yeah. Is that it? Yeah, that's it. But I can see why they were a bit hesitant to play that commercial.
I could have seen that popping up on UTV. I'm sorry, that's the station in Vancouver. I grew up in America watching Vancouver TV stations because it was the closest city. I lived in like an American suburb of a Canadian city. It was fucked up. But yeah, pull up these good old notes.
Yeah.
Interesting news from the web.
Yeah.
All right, now, there's this new Motorola deal with Coats and stuff, and I had a cool article about it, but Firefox decided to throw away all my bookmarks for no reason while I slept last night. I don't know what the hell happened. I woke up and all my bookmarks and settings were gone, but my history was there, which doesn't make any sense. But I got one from the Motorola Media Center press release station. Motorola and Burton Snowboards announced relationship and unveil state-of-the-art snowboarding products. Las Vegas, 5 January 2005. Yeah, that's my birthday. Next winter, the world's snowboarders will add another trick to their repertoire with the ability to switch between their iPod playlist and an incoming call in midair thanks to 3 new products from Motorola and Burton Snowboards. Launched today at the 2005 Consumer Electronics Show, these Bluetooth-enabled jackets, helmets, and beanies will provide wireless, high-performance connectivity and playability on the slopes for the 2006 winter season. The alliance represents a powerful collaboration of a global industry trailblazer. Motorola is recognized for introducing the age of commercial wireless products, and Burton is known for producing the world's finest snowboarding equipment and apparel. Motorola and Burton's relationship also includes a 3-year global sports this and fucking that about Motorola and Burton. Motorola is committed to some shit about seamlessly staying connected. Pretty much what they're saying is they want you to, at all times, no matter what, to be on your phone. But pretty much, I mean, there's going to be like wires or like wireless shit in like coats and helmets and beanies. So like, I think it has like earphones and stuff. So like, you don't even have to ever touch your phone. And I guess there's, like, controls, like, in the sleeves. So you can, like, swap back and forth between, like, your iPod or whatever and your phone. and get incoming calls and all this shit, and like the whole time never actually touch anything. It's like snowboarding like human slash robots.
That would be cool.
And I don't think anybody's gonna use this stuff to snowboard.
Yeah,
when you're up snowboarding, dude, how often are you worried about who's gonna call you?
Well, I can't snowboard here. But
yeah, well,
if we try,
I don't snowboard either, but I've done stuff up on a mountain. Like sledding, for instance, when I was a kid. No, I think now, like, I was going to go sledding last night, actually, but I didn't, so I was too drunk.
I should try sledding here.
What?
I said I should try some sledding here.
No, you're going to have to get you a big-ass ice block and hill. That is southern sledding.
Yeah.
I had to talk about that last night. It was a drunk talk, but those happen.
Go figure.
Yeah, but, I just don't really see wanting to use it for, like, snow sports, but I could imagine, like, walking through town in the cold and just, like, dialing up a number or something on my sleeve and having it, like, be wirelessly sent to my head. And, yeah. So, Bluetooth clothing. How about that?
I saw something a little while ago on some website. I don't remember what it was. But somebody made, like, a Bluetooth amp that went, like, 500 feet. I thought that was kind of cool.
Sorry, I was reading part of the article.
Oh.
I actually found the explanations of each, so I'm going to read those. Okay, jacket. The Bluetooth-enabled jacket links a rider's cell phone and or iPod with an embedded system operated via an easily removed control module on the jacket. Stereo speakers are built into the hood of the jacket, and a microphone is embedded in the upper section near the collar, allowing seamless, unobtrusive wearability and playability. Elements can be swapped between products, used as standalones, and removed and reinserted easily. Helmet and beanie. Bluetooth technology built into the helmet beanie keeps riders connected to their music and wirelessly to their phone. When the modules are removed from the helmet and beanie, they can double as a stereo headset. So, yeah, dude, there's going to be, like, a microphone in your coat and stereo speakers in your hood.
You know, the thought comes to mind, how expensive is this going to be?
No shit, dude. A coat made by Motorola.
Yeah.
And they're planning, like, a year ahead of time.
That's crazy. It's going to be, like, insane amounts of money to buy, like, some headsets.
So I guess according to this, they're doing this because they need to make more money, because in 2003, Motorola only made $27.1 billion in profit.
Yeah. But there are plenty of those little rich kids out there who would buy it, so.
Ooh, they got media contacts with phone numbers.
Ooh.
We're still going to call one of these people. All right.
I'm getting a riddle that's supposedly from Einstein from somebody. I don't know what it is yet. Oh,
a what?
A riddle that's supposed to be from Einstein. I'll read it after I get it. It's in an instant message. Which, by the way, for the first time, I am online while recording an episode of Under Fire Radio.
I usually am.
Yeah, I'm not, because I always recorded in my room and I didn't have internet in there. But now I do. Oh, it's a link. Never mind. I'll just read my article. Okay. So this is called Fast Internet Service for the People. Telecoms Fight Plans for Public Networks. This is by Jonathan Krim. For the millions of people who cannot afford high-speed internet access, some local officials think they've hit it on the answer. Build government-owned networks to provide service at rates below what big telecommunication companies charge. From San Francisco to St. Cloud, Florida, which is somewhat close to where I live, an estimated 200 communities are toying with community-owned networks, sparking a battle with cable and telephone companies over how public or private access to the Internet should be. Philadelphia wants to expand its public Internet service. A state law supported by Verizon Communications may prevent other cities from doing likewise. Wow, I can't talk. The companies are lobbying furiously to block such plans, fearful that their businesses would be hurt. Their efforts most recently paid off Tuesday night in Pennsylvania, where new law bans local governments from creating their own networks without first giving the primary local phone company the chance to provide service. consumer advocates denounce that, or the new Pennsylvania law. They say it amounts to governments now needing a permission slip from entrenched monopolies to put a vital economic and educational tool within everybody's reach. For them, government has a long history of providing essential public services, such as national highways, electricity, blah, 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 blah. And it just goes on and on and on. So, yeah, basically...
I was already starting to not pay attention.
Yeah, it still had, like, six more paragraphs. So
actually, honestly, I have no idea what you were just talking about.
That makes me feel so nice.
It out. No offense to you, but
that makes
just, like,
feel
what happened
to the inside.
I do realize that I have another article, though, if you're done with that.
All right. Well, I want to talk about it for, like, 2 seconds.
Cool, because that was
I don't know if this is qualified as, like, a political rant or whatever, because it has to do with the government. But I just don't think that the government should be getting into the internet thing, because then that brings up the whole Big Brother, and I'm not getting into all that now, but I'm sure you know exactly what I mean. And I'm, again, almost sure, 100% sure that most of you, if not all of you, would take my side with the fact that the government shouldn't get into this. But
when Al Gore invented the information superhighway, I don't think he meant for the government to be involved.
Well, he did try to go for president.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he got owned.
Just a bit. But anyway, so, like I said, not getting into that because this is not a political show.
Yeah.
So, if you have something to say about that, though, go ahead and email it to us at email@underfireradio.tk. But if it does go off on a political rant, I'll be more than glad to read it personally, but probably not on the air. So
yeah, I was about to say that, so roger that.
Yeah, but I would like to hear other people's opinions about that. So.
Right on.
Yeah, so
all right, well,
what do you have to
add? All right, well, actually, a little disclaimer. Same thing, this does involve the government a little bit. But it's more of just a consumer retardedness kind of thing. People have seen this around, but it sparks some interest, so I want to read it. California sets fines for spyware. The makers of computer programs that secretly spy on what people do with their PCs can face hefty fines in California. From 1 January, a new law is being introduced to protect computer users from software known as spyware. The legislation, which was approved by Governor Schwarzenegger.
I've never gotten over that.
Yeah. Look at a big picture of him. It looks like he's doing the Heil Hitler thing. It really does. Okay. Approved by Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is designed to safeguard people from hackers and help protect their personal information. Spyware is considered by computer experts to be one of the biggest nuisance and security threats facing PC users in the coming year. Because, you know, it's not now or something. The software buries itself in computers and can collect a wide range of information. At its worst, it has the ability to hijack personal data like passwords, login detail, and credit card numbers. The programs are so sophisticated they can change frequently and become impossible to eradicate. It says add-on slot for some reason. Okay. Whatever. But one form of spyware called adware has the ability to collect information on a computer user's web surfing. It can result in people being bombarded with pop-up ads that are hard to close. In Washington, Congress has been debating 4 anti-spyware bills, but California is a step ahead. The state's Consumer Protection Against Spyware Act bans the installation of software that takes control of another computer. It also requires company and websites to disclose whether their systems will install spyware. Consumers are able to seek up to $1,000 in damages if they think they have fallen victim to the intrusive software. The new law marks a continuing trend in California towards tougher privacy rights. A recent survey by Earthlink and Webroot found that 90% of PCs are infested with surreptitious. All right, I've never used that word before.
I don't know what it means, but I've heard it before.
Yeah, okay. So, what he said, software, that on average, each one is harboring, and they spelled that so wrong, 28 separate spyware programs. Currently, users wanting protection from spyware have turned to free programs such as SpyBot and Adware, which I will
put Adware.
Adware is the shit, and it's free.
Indeed it is. I love it.
Yeah. But now, I don't know if this is true or not, but I remember, like, I don't use XP. If any of you know me, I will not use Windows XP.
Flamer.
Right? And if I remember right, XP came out, that's when spyware became known, and people said it was on XP when they got it. Now, if there's already spyware on there when you're installing it, wouldn't Microsoft be able to get that fine, like $1,000 per person with XP in the state of California?
I thought it said 100,000.
No, I believe it says 1,000.
Yeah.
1,000 per software company.
Yeah.
So that's 1,000 for every XP owner in California.
Wow.
You know, Microsoft can pay, dude. Well, I don't think big boys like Microsoft are going to get touched like this. It's like, you know,
they
when the dialing program for fucking, you know, like Secret Sex Lutz 37 in Dallas or something pops up, you know, then they're going to get sued or some shit.
Yeah,
but the
big boys never do. I mean,
first off, I mean, spyware is not, they don't, like, pick certain people. It just goes. And, you know, they're not going to be like, ooh, wait, that person lives in California. You know, so that's gonna fuck them over. And the main thing, which I should have touched on first, is this sentence here. Spyware is considered by computer experts to be one of the biggest nuisances, and I think I just read the wrong thing. Whatever the fucking thing about hackers was. There it is. Something about Arnold Schwarzenegger is designed to safeguard people from hackers and help their protect their personal information. I don't know about you, dude, but I know a couple of them people that call themselves hackers, you know. And I don't know one of them that makes spyware.
I've never met one that did.
I think they're thinking of what's called a Trojan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe you mentioned something in there about the quote-unquote spyware taking over the computer. That thought immediately came through my head.
Yeah, well, what also came through my head is Norton antivirus.
Yeah, or McAfee.
Yeah, well, Norton, like, it takes that shit over. Like, I helped out a computer shop for a while, and the only thing I did when I went in there was, like, remove Norton and Kazaa. And, like, people would pay, like, $60 an hour to get their computer fixed, and we'd be like, all right, well, we're going to need to remove some programs, and remove those, and, like, you know, like, set some shit back up and update and stuff like that, and then their computer would work fine. You know, these, you know, like, 2.8 gigahertz computers with, like, a gig of RAM that are running worse than my 133, and you take off Norton and Kazaa, and they run like a fucking dream. And Norton, I guess, according to the guy that I worked with, the guy who owned the shop, it pretty much takes over the computer. It has, like, more power over it than the user does.
Yeah.
Like, you can't tell Norton no. It's in charge. But, you know, once again, the big software companies aren't going to be touched by this, I guarantee it. Really, you got to see this picture. I don't know if it's worth seeing, so. It looks like a left-handed, like, Zig Heil thing.
Right, send me a link or whatever. I'll look at it sometime soon.
Absolutely.
But anyway, yeah, yeah, I think no matter what, it's just not gonna ever be fixed. People, like, looking at hackers as the thing to blame everything on, you know? It's just not gonna end. I mean,
yeah.
The battle's been fought for so long, and we've seen where it's gotten us so far. Nowhere. I mean,
as long as
I mean, have
computers, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna say give up the fight, just let's change our name or something. No. Don't, no.
Well, it's been done, but hackers tried to label the bad people as crackers.
Yeah.
That's been done for a long time, and occasionally you run into a secular article that knows the difference. And once I see that, I'll read that article fully through, because it's like, all right, well, this person actually studied. But when they just, anything that causes a computer problem is a hacker? No, that's just bullshit. And you're right, it's probably not going to stop. And it's due to a bunch of retards, you know? And we don't need to even go off on that, because we could do a whole show just on that.
This is true.
Right. Yeah. And, I like how as soon as we finish the spot, we're both just like,
Yeah. At least the shows we're both done. So next, we were going to do some urban exploring stuff, but White Sword couldn't be with us this week, I don't think.
We just didn't get... Our timing got laid off.
Yeah.
Because I know it sounds fucked up because it's, like, into January now. Because of the holidays, that, like, fucked our whole schedule up. Because we're releasing a show on a Wednesday and on a Friday, and we usually release on Monday.
Or we try to release.
Yeah.
Which is what we're aiming to do.
We are yet to miss a week, though.
This is true.
I think we've done, like, 5 episodes in 4 weeks. Actually. I'm not sure. Not sure at all.
I don't know. But anyway, one cool thing about urban exploration, sort of. I registered for the UER.ca, which is, as you said, an awesome website. And from doing the little quiz thing and everything, I see it as like a no bullshit kind of deal. But anyway, so I found there are actually a bunch of people in my area that are urban explorers. So I PM'd a couple people. And apparently there's a couple guys out there who want to meet up and show me some of the UE spots around here. So that's awesome.
Yeah, I signed up on that site, and as soon as I got done with the test and got everything on there, within like a couple hours of being on the site, I had like 2 or 3 emails or PMs of people like that lived within like 20 miles of me, or some of them lived like in the same neighborhood.
Yeah.
And were like, hey, you know, let's do something on Saturday. Like, whoa. Didn't expect that. I live in, like, you know, Iowa.
But yeah,
that's all I got to say, right?
Apparently there are so many more urban explorers out there than I had originally even conceived.
And well, at any given time, there's between, like, 50 and, like, 300 people on that site posting.
Yeah, I know. I have yet to see on the little counter of how many people are on, I have yet to see it under 30.
Yeah, like, usually it's between, like, 30 and 60, probably, like, even at, like, 4 in the morning, 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they got something great going over there.
Yeah, so check that out, UER.ca. And as mentioned before, they don't put up with stuff, so don't try it.
Yeah, you gotta know how to spell and,
don't, they have a spell check that you, it's like, you have to use.
You have to spell. You can actually turn that off if you want, but you still have the option to spell check.
Oh, well, I'm losing.
Sometimes it gets annoying, because the problem with the spell check is it tells you that it's wrong, but it doesn't tell you what the regular, what the real word is.
No,
and you keep trying over and over again.
I'm pretty sure there was a little option on there that says, like, click on the yellow word or whatever to see other options.
You know, I think there is, and I think I'm just a jackass. This is kind of like Gmail, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every time I've been on there lately, it's been, like, 4 in the morning, and I've been, like, way tired. But, yeah. We're going to do social engineering. We're going to talk about owning Walmart, but we already talked about that.
Yeah, so.
Do you want to explain how you got the extension?
Sure. I called up. Well, here was my original idea. I was going to call up and say I was a manager from a different store, and my PA system was broken, or somebody had taken all the stupid little cards up from all the phones, and I needed the extension number for the PA system they used to see if it was the same one we had, which probably would have worked, but you gave me another method, which totally didn't even cross my mind.
I kind of stole that. I kind of mixed mine and, like, what Abstruse had said with a little bit of mine.
Yeah.
Because I only had a little bit of what he said in my mind.
Yeah, well, either way, the idea you gave me was brilliantly simple, and the person on the other line didn't even think twice about not giving it to me. He just straight up gave it to me. So basically what I did was I called, and as I mentioned, or Abstruse or somebody mentioned last episode on the call, how the ANI transfers from being transferred once you're inside the store with the phone system and everything. Anyway, so I called and asked to be transferred to electronics. So I said, hey, this is Tony from Produce. And my PA system button is broken with the extension. So he told me. and he did it without really asking anything. So.
Yeah, it's that simple. It's something I learned doing sales, which I've done a lot of, it's just an acronym, it's KISS. Keep it simple, stupid. And that applies to social engineering so much. You get these big elaborate schemes, and it's just worthless, because when does someone really get an elaborate scheme in real life? You're trying to be real. You know? All right, there's my little socialing rant. But yeah, it's simple. Pretty much, like, with that, what you can do is call up. If you want, you can transfer around a couple times in the store or not. Just call up and ask for, once you get the extension number, ask for that extension, and whatever you say after that is on the PA. So, yeah, that's, you gotta admit, that's pretty lean.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we just totally pwned Walmart.
Pwned. So, yeah, so here is the call.
Walmart, wireless phones.
Electronics.
Electronics.
Hey, this is Tony over in Produce.
Yeah.
My PA system button is broken. What's the extension? Do you know?
For what?
The PA system. My button is broken.
Oh, it's pound six.
Six? All right, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, so that was the call. As said, very simple is best, I suppose. And looking at the time of that call, a whole 35 seconds. Apparently that can be gotten very quickly. So.
Yeah, simple ownage. Now, we were supposed to be moving on to a spot about freaking with Volcanius again, and he disappeared. Again, I don't know where he went, but we're going to work on getting that on here, so we're going to have to patch that in or edit that in or whatever the hell you want to say. But I got an idea.
What is that?
Do you got three-way on your phone?
Every now and then I do.
Every now and then. We should call Infonomicon's voicemail.
And amazingly enough, I have that on my phone.
Yeah.
So.
You should see if you can three-way them and we can record us. Making a recording.
That would be awesome.
For them.
All right. I'm going to see if it works now then. So
okay.
I'll be back in a minute.
All right. Message. Or you don't really have to. But if you want to, leave a message.
Please send your fax now. Or wait for the tone to leave a voice message. Begin speaking at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or press the pound key for more options.
Hey, I'm Berserk.
And this is Shada.
We're with Under Fire Radio, and we're leaving you a message on the air.
That's amazing.
This is going to be like on two shows, unless you're all player haters.
Ooh, you should put us on your show, like this.
Yeah, we'll get voicemail soon. We'll probably do something elite and get like an 800 number.
With new phone?
Yeah.
But it'll cost us 2 cents a minute.
Yeah, once one of y'all help Shada set up his Debian box.
Yeah. I suck at setting up Linux. Help me.
Yeah, but we ran out of shit to do on our show. So we're on our show leaving a message for your show. So we're bridging the gap or something.
This is like...
I wonder how long of a message we can leave.
I don't know.
But honestly, Droops, what the fuck up with the keychain, dude? I got you sitting on my desk smiling at me, showing your thumbs up, and it's kind of freaky.
Berserk, you're gay.
Sometimes I feel like it with Droops staring at me.
I'm sure Murdoch would like that.
Yep. But yeah, I think that's about it. We might get bored and call you back. Who knows? But yeah, I've been Berserk.
And, oh wait, what'd you say?
You've been Shada.
I've been Shada, yeah.
That's where, yeah, you've
yeah.
been Shada. Because they say, like, I've been Droops and I've been obfuscated.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was like, yeah, I was stealing their shit, but it didn't work.
Copycat.
Alright, well, yeah. Listen to Under Fire Radio.
Yeah. Call us back!
Bitch.
Okay. So that was
well,
the message.
Dude, do you have anything left to do?
No.
I'm
out, I think.
Oh, teach people how to make their Firefox faster.
Oh, yeah, curses, I forgot about that. Hold on, I have that somewhere around here. I have to get this on the online real quick. So talk for a second.
All right. While he's doing that, the way to set up your Firefox, if you go, when you open up Firefox and you go to the address bar or the link bar or whatever where you type in shit, type about, colon, then I forgot, dude.
Config.
Config, yeah.
Config.
I had it there
config.
And it just dropped out my mind.
Config.
Because I actually have it, like, on my computer, but you wanted to read it, so.
That
yeah, pretty much what this does is if you have broadband, you can speed up your Firefox.
Yeah,
faster.
I have bad news.
You can't find it?
No, I know exactly where it is, but Hackaday is down right now.
Well, you know what? I have it saved on a text file.
You're safe for once. You are prepared, and I am not.
Yeah, I just got to find it.
Well, thank you. I guess Kirk will be showing you how to make Firefox faster.
Yep. Firefox hack. All right, number one, type about, colon, config into the address bar and hit return. Scroll down and look for the following entries. network.http.pipelining.network.http.proxy.pipelining and network.http.pipelining.maxrequest.
I found it.
Yeah. Normally the browser will make one request to a web page at a time. When you enable
pipelining,
it will
make
it. All right. You found the article?
I did.
All right.
When you enable pipelining, it will make several at once, which really speeds up page loading. You can you alter the entries as follows. You set the quote-unquote network.http.pipelining to true. If you right-click it, you can change it in there. Also, the pipelining one you want, or the proxy pipelining one, you want to set that one to true. And then for the network HTTP pipelining max request, you want to set it to something like 30. Personally, I set it to 35, but that means it's going to make the 30 requests or whatever you set it at all at the same time instead of just the one that set it. So, lastly, you're going to want to right-click anywhere and select new and then integer. You're going to name it nglayout.initialpaint.delay. You're going to set its value to 0. This value is the amount of time the browser waits before it acts on the information it receives. It says now, if you're using a broadband connection, you'll load pages much faster now. And personally, I have noticed a change. So, it is muy bueno.
Sorry, I was reading about some dude who just shocked himself.
That's amazing.
I was on the BinRev forums, and there's all these dudes talking about, like, I got enough. Yeah.
Kind of love those.
Yeah. I don't get it. People.
See, this is why I'm on my cell phone.
Well, I don't like the sound quality of cell phones.
Well, it's all we have right now. But anyway, so, without getting...
And I want to make fun of these people. Hold on. They were talking about making boxes, and they decided to make a busy box.
I was reading that, the really small busy box thing.
Yeah. So, there's a couple that wanted to twist the ring and tip together, which is basically twisting together negative and positive. And then good old Minion wanted to use a paperclip. And just think about it. When you do it at the TNI, you got all the voltage to the phone. There's a good amount of volts there. I'm a total noob, so I don't know. I think it's 40-something, like 48 or 42. Strom, go ahead and correct me. Because that's what you do. But, yeah. Minion just messaged me, though, and he's like, usually, whenever I'm out and about, I have a pair of gloves. I put them on when I open a TNI. LOL, I've been shocked before. Not too bad. I told everybody when I posted in there, like, at first I was like, yo, you all are jackasses, and you're going to shock yourself. But I edited it to say, go ahead and let me know what happens when you do this. And so far I've got, from unnamed, I got shocked. And I usually use gloves, but I got shocked before. Now, I'm guessing they all got shocked. Even Minion, who says that he didn't. I'm betting he did.
Well, at least you warned them for a few seconds.
Yeah, if they read it for like 12 seconds, it was up. And if you guys want to know why I didn't say that you're going to get shocked, because me and Shada decided together that you'll learn better if you just get shocked.
Yes.
It ain't going to kill you. Might burn.
It'll be a shocking experience. Ha ha ha.
Yep.
Sorry. Anyway. So now that you've sped up Firefox and shocked yourself, what are you going to do?
I don't know. Well, we should buy, I heard, this is just a rumor, like, I heard on Ben Rev Radio they're talking about buying .. You know, like, the .. domain. That'd be cool.
That would be awesome.
But I don't think that's available. But I have heard that .co.ck is available. It's like $300. So you could have, like, .cock. Be like, I have a big .co.ck. Things like that. And I think we should get together a fund to buy .co.ck.
That would be fun.
You're down. We will figure something out. I'll put like $20 on it.
If I had
share them all.
If I had more than $30 to my name, I would put $20 on it. But
yeah, this is going to take
a while. I still have to buy another school book for class.
Can you think of the porn possibilities we could have with .cock or .cock?
Well, we could rent it out.
Well, dude, we could sell domains to porn companies left and right. And we could decide whether they could use, like, swear words and things like that. And we could be, like, pretty
what
much
are you talking about? The domain in itself is a swear word.
No. It's not a domain. It's, like, co.uk, shit like that.
Yeah, I know, but, I mean...
Like, we would sell domains.
Oh. And
yeah.
It's only $300?
It's, like, $300 or $350. And then, like, we would own all of them and just sell them. So everything that's co.ck would belong, like, would be sold by us.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, so we would own the .cock then. Fuck .. What was it Blackout just talking about? Like, http://.. or something. Like, /.. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, we wear it out of shit to do.
Yeah. We
specifically conflict with Volcanius.
Yes. We would have more.
How much time have we done?
Hold on. Approximately 56 minutes. But anyway, we did give in and we put a banner on the Under Fire website.
Yep.
But it's
that was
good
me
website,
totally.
Though.
If you want to send hate mail about that, send it at to me, pretty much, or you know, send us the Underfire email at underfireradio.tk.
What was that again?
Email at underfireradio.tk.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's for T-shirt hell, where if you don't know about that, I'm going to send you hate mail.
T-shirt hell's awesome.
Yeah, I've never bought a shirt from them, but I'm cheap.
So. I haven't either, but I've been looking at it.
Yeah,
I've actually had like a reseller account with them for like 4 or 5 years, probably. And I've never sold a single T-shirt. So I always forget about it, but they got, like, the coolest shirts and the most offensive shirts and the funniest shirts in the fucking world.
Didn't you say funniest twice?
Probably.
Okay.
They're that fucking funny.
Oh, my goodness. But anyway,
actually,
so.
That reminds me. I got something cool. I got some hate mail that was sent to T-shirt hell.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I signed up on this list that they got. Like, if they give out, like, a bunch of free T-shirts every week. And I thought it was going to be some crappy, like, oh, look at the new stuff we got. But no, dude, people send them hate mail, and they put it on a mailing list and send it out to everybody. It's awesome. It's like, whoa. And thank you to Gmail's archiving feature. I still have it. Except for that, according to Gmail, my account doesn't exist.
I love the technical difficulties in tonight's show.
Oh, shit.
This is great. See, as
it was like that Gmail account. That Gmail account no longer exists. That's what it said.
You see, all of you can just understand how well prepared we are when we start the show now. I mean, seriously, look at this. This is great. We've had no problems ever.
Oh, look, it exists again.
Oh, see.
now, thanks to the working archiving feature, I can search and delay and this and that. And
Please visit.
Now, they actually, they decide to reply to these and send us the replies, too. Now, one of them's some Asian journalist, and they go on about how the whole purpose of their website is to erase the Asian race. That one's really long, but I'm just going to read it, one of the smaller ones. Okay. From H. Jacob P. to T-shirt hell. There is no reason at all to advertise the mass murder of millions of people. You do not condemn these actions, but praise them. You have never had any problems with a Jewish person. They are not a threat to you. You are just an insensitive bastard that doesn't deserve to run a website. The FBI is after file-sharing people for breaking the law. They should really be after you assholes for promoting hate. I hope you realize what a douchebag you are and stop trying to sell things that support racism, sexism, or anything that causes one person to hate another that they've never met. Okay, editor's note. First of all, I have had plenty of problems with Jewish people, including, I suspect, you. And if you don't think Jewish people are a threat, then I can assume you are denying the existence of the Zionist conspiracy to rule the world and make everything kosher, force people to bargain, and call their mothers. A world without bacon is frankly a world I wouldn't care to be part of. Secondly, if we removed all of the shirts that support racism, sexism, and cause people to hate people they never met, we wouldn't have many shirts left. I thought you Jews were supposed to be such good businessmen. Yeah, we're really running out of stuff, but this stuff's funny, honestly.
Yeah, seriously, check that website out. Also,
yeah. So that's our T-shirt hell minute. What you do, instead of going to t-shirthell.com, you go to underfireradio.tk and click our link. And if you buy something, we get some money, and we need money.
Yeah.
Like,
and then we can...
It does cost us money to do this show.
Yes. So far...
Mostly Shada.
Yeah, me, because I'm the one using my cell phone. But anyway, so far it has cost me $25 for the wireless phone recording controller, and about $60 in over my minutes time. So, it does cost us money, but
yeah,
not too much so far.
Donations will be accepted in forms of cash and blowjobs, except for you, Murdoch.
It has to be a female.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway,
that doesn't mean stuff like a female Murdoch.
Anyway, another website that actually has really good hate mail and stuff, go to stickdeath.com. Very funny website as well. They have stick death, apparently. Like, stick people dying lots and lots and lots of different ways. And they have a section on there for hate mail. And I may say that he gets a lot of hate mail, and he responds to it. And it's hilarious. So, check it out. But yeah,
I was thinking like of holding some sort of contest sometime in the next like month, because I got like a job now and I can afford to buy a prize. And I was thinking of, I don't know what it would be, but I'm probably going to give away a free shirt of your choice from T-shirt Hell, because I got cool ass shirts. And personally, if you can't find a shirt on there that you like or think is funny, you should quit listening to our show. Honestly, because you have no sense of humor and you should just die. But oh cool, stop midget on midget crime.
I just loaded the web page and that was the first shirt that came up.
They just put a bunch of new shit up, but yeah, enough pimping that. We're really out of shit to talk about.
Yeah.
I say we just do our shouts and whatnot, and then we'll fix this fucker up later on.
And that'll wrap it up at a little over an hour, so...
Oh, yeah, we're just going to tell people to email us 4 or 5 times, but I think we got done about 30.
What's the email again?
Email at underfireradio.tk.
And just for good measure, one last time.
Email at underfireradio.tk.
And you can email me at shada@underfireradio.tk.
And just take a wild guess. Yeah, it's berserk@underfireradio.tk.
Berserk.
Now, I got shouts here. First off, berserk shouts. The first one goes to Kern Alert. I have no idea who that is, but he posted on the BinRev forums and said he's starting a radio station that's going to be streaming, like 24/7, I guess. And I was like, hey, you know, if you want some content, you can throw Underfire Radio on there. And he's like, all right, well, we'll be throwing up your episodes soon. So he's going to be playing us in another show, some what that gaming show that they talked about in the phone.
I think it is.
Yeah, Next Box.
Yeah.
Yeah, Next Box Radio.
I'm not really big into gaming, but
yeah, I don't
have to check it out once in a while.
I played a bootleg Mario Brothers today, though.
Dude, I don't know if I can do the show anymore. You used a bootleg copy of something.
No, it was like totally fake. It was like called like Mario or something. This is like Mario Broth or something.
Have you ever played the South Park version?
Yeah.
Good stuff. That's old, though. Old school.
I saw a video once of a dude that played through Mario 3, the
on
whole
piano?
Game, in like...
Oh, 11 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah, 11 minutes. That was it. It was on Albino Black Sheep. That
yeah,
was
awesome.
I was playing the video of it at work, and like my boss and everybody started getting, like the whole office stopped to watch the video, and we weren't supposed to watch videos at work.
Well,
oh my god.
Yeah, that is a worthwhile video to watch. I mean, come on, it's Mario. And nonetheless, it's Mario.
The whole game in like 11 minutes.
Literally.
The dude's good. Dude's like, yeah, dude, I can never beat
him. He used the warp whistles and everything, but still, he'd beat the entire thing in 11 minutes.
He could get through like one of the, like, in, like level 8, I think it is, or world 8, he would get through each level with like a matter of seconds.
Yeah, and
once it take you like 10 tries.
Yeah, I always had really big problems with World 8. I beat the game one time, and that took me like hours and hours. I had so much trouble on World 8.
Yeah. I think I was playing when I was like 7. So.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's...
Shouts, once again,
I do
Volcanius.
Yes. I would shout out to him, but he's not here again, so...
Yeah. I was going to mainly shout out to him first, because he was going to be on the show, which I'm assuming he still is, but he's just... At this point in time, we don't know.
Yeah.
So it probably sounds fucked up, because you probably just got done listening to him.
Yeah, probably. But anyway, first of all, I want to shout out to Droops. Thank you for the keychain. Then...
I was going to shout out to Droops, too, so double to Droops.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I got one to you, Shana.
Woohoo! Thank you. And I suppose in return, I shout to you.
Cool.
Yeah.
I want to shout out to Marlboro. Marlboro sent me a birthday present. And every day since my birthday, well, I guess my birthday was yesterday, including my birthday, ever since before my birthday, I either found or got a free pack of Marlboro from somebody. Just like him. Like, here's pack cigarettes. I don't even... But they sent me a birthday present. They sent me, like, a deck of cards, like a nice set of poker cards that don't say Marlboro anywhere. They're just, like, nice cards, which I lost every hand but two on poker.
They're unlucky nice cards.
Yeah, but they look cool. But, yeah, I've been, like, getting free Marlboros out the ass. So, yeah, shouts to Marlboro for keeping me sane. And I'm obfuscated.
Yeah, as always.
Yeah.
And shouts out to anybody who can help me install Debian on my laptop.
Yes.
So
and
hit me up with shellcentral.net. Yes.
Well, that shellcentral.net. They provide the hosting for my website. I got like a $30 a month package for free because of the shit. But that's because my homie owns it. But I told him I was gonna pimp it on the show and stuff, and he's like, no, you don't even need to do that. You don't need to tell anybody who does it. He won't even let me put a link or an advertisement on my website for his company.
You should hit him.
He's like, no, that's free, and free is free is going to be. And it's just like, dude.
So yeah, maybe I should edit
my voice, really.
Maybe I should edit this part out, since you're advertising for him. And I should go back and the episode and edit that out. No, I'm kidding.
I'm confused, but, hell, I'm just saying, like, you know, they're not going to give you shit for free. Don't expect shit for free, but I'm just saying, they're cool-ass people. I mean, got, like, backed up, you know, 100 Mbps, you know, fucking, my mind just went totally blank. You can get IRCDs, you can get shells, fucking web hosting, BNCs. I think we got like 300 or 400 host names for BNCs. So anything that involves like the internet and hosting, they got it. So check it out. You're not getting paid for that. And go buy a t-shirt from us.
Totally. Buy four of them.
Yeah. Poll. I got a poll for the people.
Poll?
Send us an email telling us, at email at underfireradio.tk. Subject, t-shirt. Tell us yes or no if you would wear an Under Fire Radio t-shirt.
And don't lie.
Yeah. And another one, or you can do them both together. It's up to you. Sticker. Yes or no if you would pimp.
Would you wear an Under Fire sticker?
On your ass.
Yeah.
No. a vinyl sticker. Like the nice sticker you put in your car that are hard to take off.
Not polyester.
Yeah, like high quality shit. We're going to have to spend some money on these, and I'm probably going to give them out for free. Because I think there's going to pay for them.
I love free stuff.
Yeah. But then, when it comes time to send out the shit, Droops is getting something fucked up. Months ahead of time, you're getting something fucked up. Put your return address on the envelope, dude. Then again, your mailman's probably going to take a shit on it anyway.
All right. And I'm going to say this on the air because apparently Moose is going to rate me if I don't send this to 8 people. Moose to rate me in my sleep tonight, I'm supposed
forward?
No, this was from one of my friends. So, yeah, send that to 8 more people, otherwise a Moose is going to rape you tonight.
Did you fucking hit me earlier?
I didn't.
I couldn't even read it.
Yeah, it's very hard to read. I had to, like, move my screen so I could read it.
And all it says is, unless you want a Moose to rape you in your... you sleep tonight, send this to 8 people.
Hey, I didn't write that. I just copy and paste it, so...
Yeah, I can tell. Whoever sent you, or whoever wrote to them was pretty stupid. I bet maximum age of 14. And
15.
They probably really think it's true.
15, actually.
You know, I've been getting chain letters on text messages.
I've never gotten one of those.
Now, I use a prepaid wireless provider, but a few months ago, they decided to give everybody on their network 100 free text messages. So some jackass decided to start a message that says, if you take this and forward it to 20 people, you'll automatically get credited 200 more. And I must have got that fucker like 10 times a day.
Wasting all your messages.
Yeah. And it never worked for anybody. And people would send them, and they'd go, 40 of them. Yeah, well, you just use 40 of your 100 fucking text messages like a dumbass.
How nice.
But yeah. That, and for a while, I had like an freaker.email that went to my phone. I started getting spam off the ass on my phone. I'd just be sitting there at work, and I'm going to enlarge my cock. And it takes up 9 fucking pages in text messages. But yeah, that's
and
one of my...
And it tries to give you the HTML code for the images.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. Well,
yeah, so I think we're done.
Just about done. Our outro music for this week, free and clear of any movie restraints, is V-Mob, Benevolence.
Which we tried to play last week, but neither of us could find it, so...
I think I fell asleep.
You were drunk. So.
Oh yeah.
So. Yeah, I couldn't find it. So I just say we couldn't find
Dude,
it.
Dude, I didn't find it.
Well, I let
it showed up
for about 45 minutes and I
No. It showed up on my computer. I opened up SoulSeek and I looked for it, right?
You know, I'm really starting
couldn't
to
find it.
Either A.
Close SoulSeek
and
the next day it was in my playlist.
I said, I'm thinking you either A, like, sleep compute, or your computer is haunted, because it happens.
Yeah.
All these little weird things keep happening.
Like, I downloaded one Vanilla Ice song, and now I got, like, 6 of them.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I think it's just Vanilla Ice. I think he comes over to my house at night.
That could be it.
Yeah.
I did hear he is a stalker of people who download his music.
He's actually a pretty cool guy. I fully support Vanilla Ice.
Yes, his name is cool. I must, too, support that.
He's a good dirt bike rider, too.
I wouldn't know.
He actually was, like, a professional supercross rider.
That's cool.
Actually, I think he still is. I think he's on, like, hiatus right now, though.
Like, Nito Burrito.
He almost, like, he got, like, second or third place in, like, the world, the Open, or the U.S. Open of Supercross or something like that.
Ooh.
It sounds like tennis, but it's, like, fast dirt bikes in a big arena. That makes sense.
But yeah.
All right. B-Mob Benevolence. It's not Slipknot. You might have the song, and it might Slipknot, but it's not. It's B-Mob. They are from, no one can figure out where they're from. The website, at one point in time, said Indiana, one point in time, said Kentucky. I think another one said Illinois. So they're from, like, the Midwest or the South. And they play good music. And I have been given permission by, I forgot his fucking name, but he's in the band. He was like, yeah, you can use our music for anything. Oh, yeah, check out V-Mob. It's V-Mob. And their website is dead. Because they're dead, because they broke up.
That's sad.
I hate it when good bands break up. They're like, they were going to make it. Honestly, they, another year they would have made it.
Like when NSYNC broke up.
Dude, they broke up.
I think it was either them or the Backstreet Boys. I don't know. But either way, when they broke up, it was just heartbreaking.
I saw Britney Spears' little sister on TV today. She's looking pretty hot. I think she's like 13, though.
You pedophile. I'm proud of you.
Come on, who didn't check out Britney Spears when she was under 18?
Very few people. Like, nuns.
Like, our 13 and 14-year-old listeners? Which we seem to attract. No offense to you guys, but, man, you're young.
I want those 20-year-olds.
Yeah, man, I want them 20-some-year-olds. Boy, we've drawn this on forever.
Yeah, so, I'm going to go dumpster dive now, so I'm going to leave you.
Cigarette smoke.
So, we have better things to do than let you guys listen to us ramble, so we're going to go and do those things.
Roger that. All right, well, in thieving, in stealing stuff, I've been Dessert.
And I've been Shada.
And this has been Under Fire Radio.
Email us at underfireradio.com.tk.
Oh. .tk, yeah. No, .com, unless you want to buy it first.
Bye.
Bye.
The way that you look at me, I'm so confused that I cannot see. Don't know how to feel, I can't get away. If I don't get out of this, I think I'll go inside. Open up my eyes, think I see I'm standing in the light. When I say, look, did I say, when I shot him tight. So bad and I can't think of what to say. Every time you look around, I think I'm finally getting right. Run into my head, everything I think I can't get away from. Yeah, don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do. Everything I feel right now is because of you. I look up at you as you stare down. Lost at words, so I don't make a sound. Now my life flashes before my eyes. No one hears my words or silent cries. Open up my eyes and I see you standing in the light. With the same look and the same when I shut up tight. Don't care and I can't think of what to say. Every time you look around I think I'm about to get away. Running to my head every day. My sin, your sin, get away from. Yeah, don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do. Everything I feel right now is because of you. At night I hear familiar sounds.